The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the six Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, she once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000, and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, How Did the War Start? In New York, USA on March 6, 1991.
I'm on tour now, and all over the United States. And before I left for the United Nations conference, they told me some story about how their wish has come true. For example, even the airplane has already run to the flyway, and one of our disciples left behind, and they pray, and then the airplane came back and fetched them. Yes. I say, I cannot believe it. They say, yes, yes, it's true, we are here. So we always make joke like that. I say, I don't believe it. But I know it's true. So now I said to them, okay, since you pray so efficiently, then you should pray for others. You should not always pray for yourself. This is selfish. And they said to me, whom should I pray for now? I said, yeah, for example, the peace in the Middle East, the refugees who wanted to integrate and become citizens of other country. And they say, yes, we don't mind to pray, but they are too far away. I don't know if we can pray for them. That's what they said. Well, and it struck me that it is really true, too, because the refugees are not in touch with God yet. And those are my disciples, so-called disciples, yeah, I call them friend, but if I say friend, you don't understand, so I say disciple. They are in touch with God, so whatever they want, it comes true. Therefore, it's not that we don't want to pray for ourselves or for other people, but we have to know where to talk to, whom to talk to, and where to get that power to realize our prayers. Because All powers is within us. All things are already inside. We must know where to get them out and to use them. But most of us don't. And I realize that it is truly, seek you first the kingdom of God and all the things shall be added unto you. The kingdom of God doesn't come by observation, but the kingdom of God is at hand. It's within you. That's what's stated in the Bible. How is it that it's within us and we don't know? Because we don't know where it is. We don't know where it's within. Is it in the heart or in the lung or in the liver? We don't know where it is. So if someone knows, we can be shown. I have been taught where the kingdom of God is. And I make use of that every day for my own and for other people's benefit. And I keep telling people that it's so easy to get in touch with your own power and fulfill all your wish and go to heaven, be in heaven on earth, and stop with everything else. The war will cease itself because it worked within our group. No one after initiation would feel like fighting anymore or arguing of nonsense things or be attached to any other things more than what they necessarily need. It really worked. With thousands of people, it always worked. So I know it is the truth. But most people are not ready for this message, or they could not believe that they have this kind of power. And I'm always amazed, why do people look down upon themselves so much? Are we not all children of God and made after His image? Do we not all have Buddha nature inside? Or even, are we not all children of Allah? And if we are His children, we have similar power, at least similar, more or less the same. So why should we look down upon us? We are gods, princes and princesses. That means something or not. It's just like an empty saying, but it's truly, it is like that. If you are the daughter or son of a king, you must know your power. You must know your position. But most people don't know. Everybody just know, we are the children of God. God made us after His image. We are the likeness of Him. Yeah, but that's it. And then we go out and struggle for every penny and pray for everything. It never comes because we never pray to the right source. We don't go to where our wishes can be fulfilled. And it's so easy. It's more easy than eating bread. And because it's so easy, people tend to look over them. It is very sad, but I shall be patient. I shall be patient. So actually, we talk about war and end it with peace. Yeah, if everyone want to have peace within ourselves, we must practice the kingdom of God. We must get in touch with this God power, which is very easy to do. We can do it instantly because God is within us. It's not very far away. The kingdom of God is within us, so why should we go very far or to get it? And why should we take a long time to get it? That's why we call our method instant enlightening, or immediate enlightenment. Actually, my original word was immediate enlightenment and eternal liberation. Once we are enlightened, we are forever enlightened and liberated. Liberated from what? From the cycle of birth and death, reborn and reborn again, and suffering again. Because even though if we work in the United Nations, for example, as the best job, the most noble work that you can find, because here you serve the whole world, not only one company, two company, one family, but the whole world. So your work is the best. But even then, you have your suffering and frustration and headaches, you see? Things are not as perfect as we want. There are better life, more perfect life, inside. And once we are inside perfect, outside will be perfect too. We can use the inside wisdom and power to make our work more efficient, more fast, and more beneficial to the world. So that's actually, if we want to be in any important position or successful in any field, we must get the proper power to work for us, not by our mind. There are two levels of power. The first level, lower level, is the mind, the automatic reaction and action. Yeah? That is the mind. And the other higher level is the all grace, love, and miracles. I don't mean miracle by changing weather, But we can do that too. For example, my disciple, they just pray and the aeroplane had to run backward and fetch only one left behind. Before that, I didn't want to have anything to do with that. Because they say, well, the ticket has not had the price or thing like that. It was something wrong. But we pay for the ticket. It's something bureaucratically wrong, that's all. And then the aeroplane has to come back. It is also called a miracle, but we don't do it on purpose. We just pray. And the one who are in touch with God can pray for anything, provided we pray with our own power. If we pray for someone else, and that someone else is not in tune with us, it's difficult. Not that we don't want. Otherwise, Jesus would have prayed for at least the Jews. Or Buddha at least would have prayed for the whole India. You understand what I mean? Even though we are enlightened, we could not change the world. We could only reason and bring them into changing themselves. Therefore, we have to begin with us. We cannot sit and wait for miracles. No one can change the world. Not even thousands of Buddhas or millions of Jesus. They would have done if they could. Miracles doesn't happen in this direction. Where bad karma is concerned, we have to clean ourselves, we have to bath ourselves, take our own medicine in order to cure our sickness. The best doctor can only give us medicine, but cannot take it for us, and to cure our sickness by taking medicine for us. Therefore, it is a very sad thing and difficult thing to pray for other people when they are not in tune with the prayer fulfilling source. Yeah? Therefore, the best way is to get in touch with God and then pray. Or even we don't have to pray, things will happen. And that I know for sure, that I have experience, and experience of my many, many thousands of people, our disciples. All of them know this is the truth. And I would like to present it to you today, should you feel interested, and should you believe that there is a solution to war. By changing ourselves, by having peace within ourselves, we have peace in the world. Each one must do it. But even if we could not influence the whole world, we light some torches. Yeah? At least peace will be more and war will be less. That will be already a great achievement. But our world had been better now compared to the old times, because many masters have stepped down to earth and taught us many great law of civilization, and we have improved. That's why our world has been more civilized, more bright, more comfortable compared to thousands of years ago. That due to many, many great enlightened masters who have elevated our understanding. Even though he taught just a group of people, but the teaching left behind and the vibration and the seed continue to grow and benefit the whole world in a large scale and lift up the whole consciousness of mankind in a different level. Therefore, our world getting better and better every day. So, due to some great masters and some of their disciples, our world became better and better. So, you may join them. I would not say that you must go and study with me. It's not so. Study with whom you like and you feel the most enlightened, the most beneficial to you, and who show the way the most clearly to you. But do something. Get in touch with your own wisdom and power and use that to work better than just a computer, a brain computer, and fumbling with it every day and feeling headache and frustrating and difficult. Nothing is so difficult if we use the great wisdom to work and not the small intelligence of the habitual computer brain. There are so-called masters. They are experts. They know where it is. I can show you. They can show you. Yes, you must learn with these people. Yes. If you can do it yourself, it's so fine, but mostly we forget it, so we have to learn with experts.
What does the expert teach?
Or teach you where the God power is and how to get in touch and how to use it every day. And you know it instantly. For example, every day we are too busy, right? And even God wants to bless us, we waste it in outside pursuits and scatter all over places. So the master, the real master, will give you an instant enlightening, touch, yeah, taste, and to know what God is, what the power is, and what light is, how it benefits you, how it makes you feel so good and light and no burden and no anxiety, at least for a while, and then you know what it is. And then later, he tell you how to do it every day, to be happy every day, to have power every day, to have wisdom every day, to feel so light and so blissful every day. Yeah? But it takes a few hours to explain this. But I don't have time now, otherwise I could give you a taste for a few minutes even. You have to sit quiet for a while in order to enjoy it. Otherwise, how do you know it works for you? Even if you want to eat a bread, you must take time to chew it and taste the sweetness of it, yeah? No good for me to give it you and then you just run out and throw it probably somewhere else. You don't know what bread is then. For example, we make some food for you. And now you cannot eat because you don't have time, but you may take it into your room or your place and you eat it slowly, then you enjoy, yeah? You cannot eat when you're listening like this or when you're doing something else.
Is that power the same as the Shakti Pact?
Also energy. Probably it deals more with the creative energy. And they have something to do with Kundalini? Because you say this so generally, so I cannot definitely tell you. If it has to do with Kundalini, then it's definitely Shakti. Shakti is still a lower power. There are two kinds of power in the universe, yin and yang. Yin is the feminine aspect, and Shakti deals with the feminine. It's not the whole. We here have the whole pack, yin and yang together. We use what we want. Feminine when we need, masculine when we want it. Then we are complete. But the feminine aspect is strong, it's powerful. Oh, this looks like it engulfs the whole universe because it's a creative and domineering power in the universe. Without Shakti, nothing comes into being. True. But there must be two together. And we touch both.
French is my language, so English, my American is very bad, but I hope you will understand me. I met a great enlightened being in Africa, and he said that the cause of war is because our planet is polluted, and the planet needs a purification, an etheric purification. And we need to look for the living masters. And he said that there is many masters on the planet now who had reincarnated since 1930 especially to come on the planet and perform that purification. He said that if that purification is not done, wars will go on and will never cease.
Correct.
That poison who is in the ether of the planet goes on the brain, into the brain even of newborn baby. So it is an appeal that I am making to our friends. I think it's not a coincidence if we are here together today. Certainly we met before, as you said, when you begin.
Feels familiar, yes.
And may we succeed to find the living master, and we have one now with us in this place.
You may try.
Thank you very much.
And thank you.
I think we will meet again.
I'd be happy to serve you in any way I can. Yes. Okay, welcome. And God bless. God bless your work. Hi. So what can I do for you today? That you have take off of some of your precious time and to come to our simple abode. Yes, I'm very touched that you, the VIPs, have come to our place. What else can we do for you after you have been working too hard for the world? Actually, I would like to have said my thanks to the United Nations yesterday. But you cannot say everything at once. I should have said that. Because due to the effort of the United Nations, millions of refugees have found their second motherland and have found the dignity again. That is very important for a human being to
to preserve the human dignity. And I'm very, very grateful that God has chosen you people to work in the United Nations and to have saved many people from disgrace. And when I think of this, I feel like I'm very emotionally touched, and I could just shed tears, but let's save that. Let's save that for the moment. Because the people, if they don't have dignity, and human's life is not worthwhile. What shall we live for if we don't have the basic honor, freedoms, and the necessity to live an honorable life, to serve God, and to serve the world at large? We are no animals. We are human for some purpose. So the United Nations has done a great deal to mankind. I think it's a very great mission that the United Nations carries out. Thanks God that there is such things. I still remember when I was working with the refugees in Germany, and they always told me the United Nations did that, did this. We were saved by the United Nations. They had a good memory about the High Commissioner of Refugees of the United Nations. And they always on and on about that. And I was very happy to hear. Therefore, I had a very good impression about the United Nations. And if we have received you with respect, it was because you deserve it. So do not feel obliged to us. It's just that the good work you do that earn you the good reputation and respect worldwide. And even many of the refugees who has been settled down in the third country, they always have talked good about the memory of the United Nations and the service that they offer. At that time, I was not familiar with the United Nations. Even though you know it exists, but if you have nothing to do with it, you do not pay much attention. And that is also the mistake of the people, actually. We should have known much more about what's going on in our world and which organization does what, in order to support, at least mentally. Some people do not know, and they do not support. They do not give due support, which is sometimes very necessary for any organization to push on with their work courageously and also to do their work more efficiently and more joyfully. Yes, it's okay, we still do our job, but when we do it with more joy and with more courage, it's more comfortable, don't you think? It's more efficient. Yes, and I hope in the future many people would know more about the United Nations and give full support to this very noble organization. Maybe we should print some more pamphlets and distribute, put it on the newspaper, something like that, write some articles, broadcast on television. Yes, at that time I didn't know much about the United Nations. Only after the refugees have told me how kind and how much work the UNHCR, the High Commissioner for Refugees of the United Nations, yes. Then I began to be more familiar with what they truly do for mankind. And it was very nice. So if you encounter any difficulty, please understand and don't mind. Most of them, 99.9%, remember deeply, with great gratitude, the benefit that the United Nations has brought to their life. It's kind of reborn again. Give them the second birth, yes. And they were very grateful. Please tell to your boss or whomever responsible in your department that it is like that. And the refugee would never forget. They will not forget. They talk all the time about these things, yes. And that many generations would still remember. I think they should write all your names now in their family book. Yeah. They didn't think about that. Probably they would. And they should do that. Maybe later. After they have taken care of all their necessity and immediate need, and probably they would think about that. They probably erect a memorial for the United Nations. I think anything opposed spirituality opposes mankind's progress. That our world has been progressed and civilized up to this standard at this moment is due to those great masters, enlightened masters in the past, have come and teach us something. And that the mass of mankind become more awakened slowly within each century. We develop and we become more wise, wiser and more intelligent. So we develop ourselves mentally. Therefore, we can invent many apparatus. We can develop many humanitarian systems, helping each other in this world. And help our world to become more comfortable, more bearable, more joyful to live. Because after all, it's a very beautiful planet. We just change the condition in this planet, and it's just one of any other planet. It's just as beautiful as any other heavens in this universe. So I think it is a wrong conception to say the spiritual people should not help in political issue. We should not be political, but we should help. We should not run an election or go out and become one of the political heads, but we should help them when they do things, that's all. Help without wanting fame, that anyone can do. Yes. Sometimes governments do not succeed in their political issues, probably because those so-called spiritual people do not help them efficiently. I think we should change that and should help what we can. And so, in case if the United Nations, any of your unit, need any help from us, we have thousands of disciples of different nationality, talent, and goodwill. We will always stand by and help voluntarily. We need no salary, no honor title, no condition. We will just help. Anytime you need or you think necessary, be it in language or helping the refugees or peace movements or whatever, we'll be always willing to help. I don't know if you will accept this offer from us, but we offer anyhow. So maybe you'll remember that, yeah, in time of need. Because we have a lot of people. And I think many of them are willing to help. Should it be necessary.
It has been a joy to have your charming company on today's Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for part 3 of How Did the War Start? And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Golden Age Technology, coming up next. Farewell and God bless.